Hi, everyone. This is Matt Katz filling in for Tanzina Vega this week. Students in Florida head back to school this week, and kids like middle schooler Jasmine of Miami-Dade are noticing their campuses look and feel a little different than they did before summer break.
They're adding fences. The security guards got new uniforms, and then the police were in the front of our school.
In March, a month after a gunman killed 17 people at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, Florida passed a $400 million school safety bill, which includes money for mental health assistance, armed security personnel, and other surveillance technology. But it's not necessarily enough to eliminate all the concerns that parents have this school year. Nicole Crooks is Jasmine's mom. She told me about her daughter's first day at school.
Well, she actually had a good day. It started off for me kind of bumpy. There were a couple of things that she noticed that were a bit different in terms of their freedom and flexibility and going outside, in terms of, it sounded like even recess. There were some heightened security precautions regarding that, and that they were in the process of building more fences and gates. And it was so funny because when I pulled up to drop her off at school today, another fence or gate had been erected.
How do you feel about that?
Honestly, it's kind of disconcerting for me as a parent. When I first heard about it, my initial thought was, oh my gosh, we're going to turn into something that feels like a police state. And to be honest with you, that's kind of exactly how it's feeling, and where there is this underlying feeling of fear. They don't have as many security guards, or she didn't notice as many security guards. But the uniform that I saw, the new uniform last year, it was like the kids' uniform, but it was security. You know, it was like really open. And now it looks kind of militaristic. And then you see the presence of the police around the school as you drive up. There are lots of police. And now the fences are going up. And it was just so interesting because she talked about it and how that was of concern to her. And then driving up, and she was like, Mom, that's my shortcut. And the fence was there taking away her shortcut. Her biggest thing was it took away the shortcut. My biggest concern was, oh my gosh, it looks like jail.
Is that why you said the day yesterday started off bumpy for you? Because you were seeing this place that didn't look all that much like school anymore to you?
Well, the reason it started off bumpy for me was because we had resolved that Jasmine was going to be homeschooled this year. Not necessarily because of the security, but I felt more at peace because everything was happening with the security and the guns and all of this and all of that. But more so because we have dealt with bullying, and it just reached a head last year. And so the homeschooling for me kind of gave me peace of mind. Because really and truly, what I learned through that whole situation is that the school really is not equipped to deal with bullying. And so when we look at something like a Parkland, when we look at something where children are having all of these meltdowns in schools and the schools are not equipped, the reality is that we can build the bigger fences, we can have more police officers, but if the kids' needs are not being addressed effectively, we're still going to have the same issues. And so as a parent, I would rather invest the $10 million. I heard that just out of nowhere, they found the $10 million for all of these changes. And so if we're going to invest $10 million, like, can we invest in mental health? Can we invest in supporting our kids? Like, can we invest in training our teachers and administration on what bullying is,
right,
and what it looks like? Because we're just putting a Band-Aid on like a gushing problem.
Thank you, Nicole. I hope Jasmine has a wonderful year at school this year. And I hope you and her feel very safe regardless.
Thank you so much.
Nicole Crooks is the parent of a 12-year-old in the Miami-Dade County School District.